Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 4th of April, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're unfamiliar with SDF, you can direct your web browser to sdf.org for more information. And I think I left out that it's a public access Unix system. So, I will pause now to allow for emergency or priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you don't want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Julie F, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on the Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And once again, I couldn't think of a good topic this week. So hopefully in future weeks I'll be back to picking topics. But this is another whatever is on your mind kind of net. I do not see the ham conference linked with us. I do see the DMR All-Star Gateway linked, so we will take special care to give those guys a chance to check in. I'm going to run down the list of call signs that I see on my dashboard here. KC3LYZ, N4RNW, VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, and AB3KC. So you guys are already on my list. If there are any other stations that did not hear their call sign, please come now with your call sign so that I can add you to my list. Okay, I did not hear any call signs, so I'm going to start going down the list here and give everybody a chance to check in and chat with the group here. So, starting with KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. SDF username is Robert R. Not too much special this week. I finally got my DMR issue straightened out. I think I had a setting screwed up in there with something to talk around on the Anytone radio. And getting ready for baseball to start again. Looking forward to that, so that'll be good. Back to that control.
Okay, well, it looks like we've got DMR available tonight, or today, if you want to give that a try. Talk group 31650. I don't know, if you want to give it a try, we'll listen for you. But thanks, Robert. And, I'm not really a baseball fan, but I'm located like halfway between Chicago and St. Louis. So there's like factions here. There's Cub factions and Cardinal factions. So, and since I'm from the St. Louis area, if I have to be part of a faction, it's not going to be the Cub faction. So my interest in the baseball season is hoping that the Cubs lose. I'm just a spoiler, sorry. Not really that crazy about the sport, so anyway. Let's move along here. Who's next on my list? How about N4RNW?
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida, N4RNW. Well, that's a good topic, baseball. Since there is no other topic for the week. Reminds me of growing up in South Bend, Indiana, just 10 miles south of the Indiana-Michigan border and an hour and a half to the east of Chicago. So we were White Sox fans, and I remember when I was just a little shrimp, my dad and I would drive over there to Comiskey Park, White Sox Park there in South Chicago, and see a game, and then back again. And those were the days before cable TV, so we had a big antenna on the roof that we'd have to aim over to Chicago to catch the White Sox games and then occasionally a Cubs game. So that's all the news I got from here and for RNW. Back to Wayne.
How far away were you from Detroit?
Oh, I've never driven it from South Bend, but I think it was about 6 hours, 5 to 6 hours. I've flown in there a number of times from Florida when I worked, but never drove it from Indiana.
Ah, okay. I was thinking the South Bend might have been kind of halfway between Chicago and Detroit, so I guess not. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Let's see, who's next on my list here? How about VK6BQQ, Reg?
Hey, B9FJ, VK6BQQ. Well, good morning from West Australia. Kind of a dreary-looking day here today, but we'll see how it all turns out. Yeah, just as a comment, seemed pretty nonchalant there at the start there, Wayne. The folks on here, well, I think they want to be here. So I wouldn't suggest that anybody disconnect. It's a situation where you want them to be here. Don't give them the option. Just my thought. Back to you, Wade.
Well, yeah, I have no disagreement with you there. It's just boilerplate that, you know, if somebody from the HAM conference was connected, well, no, that's probably not a good example. But, you know, somebody might have been connected. You know, they might have been chatting with somebody before the net started. And really what it boils down to is if somebody is going through a repeater and they have their repeater linked to an Echolink conference, and if the conference gets busy and there's, you know, constantly, you know, back and forth going on, And somebody who's on that repeater, they want to disconnect because, you know, they're through listening to it and they want to return the repeater to normal local use. But you can only disconnect when the local repeater is not transmitting. The local repeater has to be, you know, in receive mode to detect your request to disconnect. So this is something, it came up years and years ago, so it's something that I've been doing over and over again. Every net I start on Echolink, I make sure that if there's somebody out there who's got a repeater linked to a conference, to give them a chance to disconnect before we get hot and heavy and they don't have a chance to do so. That's where that comes from. It's not because I want people to go away. It's just that I want people to be able to escape if they need to. But thanks for the comment, Reg. And yeah, well, we love our fans here, our regular check-ins. Thank you. Let's see, who's next on my list here? How about PY2BIL, Guillermo?
Hi, this is PY2BIL. Hello, Wayne and Danette. So, baseball is the topic. So, you know, it's football down here, right? The real thing known as soccer in the U.S., World Cup is coming next year, so we're getting close to the largest sports event in the world, so a few of you may know that. But anyways, baseball. I've been on a game once in my life. That was while I was living in the New York metropolitan area. In New Jersey I was living, but a friend of mine, an American friend, took me to the Mets to see a game and enjoy and learn the full experience. So we saw the game, and it was exactly the full experience with hot dogs and popcorn or whatever. So it was extremely interesting to see a live baseball game for the first time in my life. I did enjoy the game. I watched a few games on TV. We don't see a lot down here, right? But anyways, that's my baseball experience, if it matters. So that's all I have for tonight, Wayne. Back to you. This is PY2BIL.
Well, thank you, Guillermo, and that's a good story. I like hearing that there. But you know, baseball seems to be a North American thing. It goes down into the Caribbean. I'm not sure if it's a big deal in Mexico, though, but I know, like, Dominican Republic and I think in Cuba, maybe some other Caribbean islands there, and in Japan, of all places. And I kind of wonder if maybe, I don't know, is it popular over in the Philippines? I would imagine that might be. I haven't heard much about it in China. Evidently, they like basketball in China. I don't know about baseball. But, you know, I think I said before that I'm not really a big baseball fan. But you really can't be an American without hearing a lot about it. The newspapers are full of it. Television is full of it. Radio is full of it. So it's hard to escape. So I have kind of picked up that the technology of baseball has been creating problems for them. I think it's gotten down to, you know, the pitchers are just so good now that they're making so many strikeouts. And then on the other hand, you've got the batters, and they're getting so good that when they connect with the ball, they're always hitting home runs, I think. I don't know. I'm not really sure about it. But what I've been hearing is that the games have been lasting longer and longer with less and less actual exciting action going on. So there is concern that it's going to bore the fans so much that they'll stop paying to go watch the games. I don't know. I'm not really an expert in this. I just hear that there are these controversies going on. They're talking about changing rules here and there, like having a pitch clock, I think, so that the pitcher has a certain amount of time to throw the next pitch, and he can't dilly-daddle and so on. Anyway, maybe some of you other guys are more baseball fans than I am can comment on this. So who's next on my list here? How about KD9NDJ?
AB9FJ, this is KD9NDJ. I'm right here in beautiful Rantoul, Illinois, just up the street from you. And baseball is a pretty interesting topic. I, perhaps like yourself, am not a sports fan of any kind. So what we're doing is nerds talking about baseball. That said, I grew up in Washington, D.C., which had a baseball team called the Washington Senators. And they were, by most reports, terrible. And we were forever getting trounced, and I'm not sure if they survived. But up the road a piece in Baltimore, there was the Baltimore Orioles, and they did quite a bit better. I'm not sure how many pennants they took home. The thing about baseball and musicians is at least some musicians, like Art Tatum, for example, the great jazz piano player, he was very interested in baseball statistics. Of course, none of that is of interest to me, but it's fascinating just in a sociological sense, perhaps. But anyway, lately, being in Illinois, I did go to a baseball game just two summers ago or so. I went up to see the Cubs play. The game was very exciting. I enjoyed it very much. The experience of baseball live is second to none, probably. Anyway, I'd probably do it again. But if I turn into a fan, it would be a miracle. So that's yabbering on enough about baseball. I'm going to turn this net back over to you, AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ.
Ah, well, thank you, Ken. Yes, I would be very surprised if I actually became a baseball fan. Yeah, I don't see that happening. But I might actually get a little bit more interested in it. I went to a Cardinals game back when I was in, junior high school, maybe, so 50 years ago. And then I went to another game more like 20 years ago. My brother still lives in the St. Louis area, so I visited, and the whole family, we all went and watched a Cardinals game. So basically I've had two experiences of watching professional baseball, and it can be a pleasant experience. I'm not knocking it. I'm just not a fan such that I would go and see a lot of those games or really sit on the edge of my seat worrying about what's going to happen, except worrying that I want the Cubs to lose. All right, who's next on my list here? I think it's AB3KC.
Good evening. This is AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie. Name is Collins. I'm in Virginia. And on SDF, I am Dirty Rig. For KD9NDJ, the Washington Senators, they ended up winning the World Series the last year before the pandemic. That would be 2019, but they're known as the Washington Nationals. And yes, World Series champions 2019 before the ill-fated 2020 season. And Washington, D.C. was very happy for that. Very exciting year for us here. What's going on? Oh, which is funny because one of their star performers for the years prior to that, the really big hotshot, he left and went up to Bob's neck of the woods up to play with the Phillies. That was his first year away. And so after being here in Washington, that was Bryce Harper. He missed out on the World Series. Baseball is the only sport that I do follow, and I can tie it back to radio, AB3KC. It's my call sign. I can tie baseball back to radio because it's, for me, a lot of fun to listen to over the radio. I have a lot of fun doing that. It's a summer pastime to just have the nightly baseball game playing on the FM radio. So that's one thing I do enjoy. What else? Oh, for Wayne, even though you're not a Cubs fan, I'll just say, go Cubs, go. Go Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs going to win today? Yeah. I've been to some Cubs games. Got some ties to Chicago. It's a whole lot of fun. So there I go. I tied baseball back to radio, and I had a comment about Echolink. Oh, yeah. Our Echolink repeaters here in the local area are all one way. You're allowed to use Echolink to talk on the repeater, but you're not allowed to use the repeater to access Echolink. One way only. One way Echolink systems. Many years ago, I had a local simplex system that I could use. Those are a lot of fun because you feel it's less of an issue when you tie those up. But I don't think I have access to that. But that would be fun. I connect over the internet, but I sure would like to do RF into the SDF ARC net. And so now I've sung a song, sort of, and I've talked about the Nationals, and I've talked about Echolink. And Wayne, I will hand it back to you, AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, thank you, Colin. So, let's see. That's kind of an unusual arrangement there. I didn't know that there were a lot of Echolink repeaters that did not allow the locals to connect. They only allowed outsiders to come in. I don't know what else to suggest other than maybe look around. Maybe there's some other local repeaters. You're in Northern Virginia, which I assume is a swim in repeaters. And some of them might be Echolink enabled. But you obviously know how to access Echolink without a repeater. So it's not, I imagine it's not really a high priority. Now let's see, trying to remember the other topics you touched on there, the Cubs. I seem to remember that last year, the Cubs were in contention here in, what is this, the National League, what is it, Central, whatever, the same five teams that includes the Cardinals. And then somewhere in the middle of the season, what, they traded away their best players or something like that, and for the rest of the season, they were like in the toilet. And I don't know what's up with that. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll do that again. So, anyway, we can hope. Ah, thank you. Let's see, who's... I think I have... let's see. There was a station AI7JK, but I think he did not stick around. Right, he's gone. And I do not see any new call signs. So, I'm ready to take rechecks from anyone.
KD9NDJ here with a recheck.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, if you remember last week, we were talking about DMR. And I spent a little time after the net and programmed my DMR radio, and I have it fired up here. I believe I have to key up to get onto the talk group, and I haven't done that yet. I'm still getting plenty of action on the USA talk group, but that's because PiStar probably doesn't know I exist. I'm not guaranteeing that you will hear me, but I would like to give it a try. So that's the essence of my recheck. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, well, we will wait with bated breath. Go ahead and give it a try.
This is KD9NDJ. I'm wondering if you're hearing me from this DMR radio.
Yes, indeed, we are hearing you. Your audio is a little bit low. I don't know if there's anything you can do about that except maybe speaking louder. But I was able to copy you 100%.
I didn't have a headset on me at the station there, and I'm wondering what you said. The audio is a little bit loud or low?
It was low. When you were just now, your last transmission using, I guess, your computer, you were about 50% on my view meter here. But before that, when you were on DMR, you were only about 10% on my view meter.
Yeah, that's that Anytone 558 there, or whatever the number is. I have a hard time with these model numbers. It's all new to me, of course. But yeah, I'm sure there's a setting in there where I can crank the audio, and that's very good to know. So anyway, and on Echolink, I'm using PC with a Scarlett 2 interface, audio interface, and a cheesy dynamic microphone, but I'm sure it's pretty good, and I know this kind of audio, so I can easily adjust it. And I'm always on the gain knob. I'm my own auto gain control. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you.
Right. Cheesy mics for the win on PCs, yeah. Some of the cheapest mics you can get have really good audio. I mean, maybe not professional audio, but ham quality audio for sure. So, thank you for testing DMR and mentioning DMR. Let's see if there's any other DMR stations out there who would like to join us this week. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net on the TechLink Conference, Echolink Node 9229, with Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet as net control this week. So, any DMR or All-Star stations out there listening, if you would like to check in, please give your call sign now.
This is KD9NDJ. I'm back on the DMR radio, and now I have a headset on. So, once I key in and connect to the talk group, I hear the transmissions, and sounds great. Anyway, I could pull the audio. But anyway, back to you, Wayne.
Yes, and your audio level is much better. You kind of dipped down a little bit toward the end there, but definitely from the start, you were like competitive with what you're like on Echolink, you know, up around 50%. Toward the end, you were getting kind of down around 25%, but I think that's because you were just talking quieter.
That's an interesting point, because talking on the radio is certainly an art in itself, which I by no means mastered. But I haven't yet fooled with any settings on the radio. I'm just closer to the mic, and I'm speaking more clearly. So, there you have it. 89 NDJ, that's you.
Okay, well, congratulations, getting DMR working well. So I'm back to asking for any new check-ins from the Gateway or rechecks from anyone on Echolink.
89FJ, VK60QQ.
Okay, go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, just getting back to baseball a bit, being from Canada and Toronto area, the Blue Jays, I never did get too excited about them, but if you notice the folks around Toronto and areas, everybody's wearing a Blue Jay hat. I used to work for GE Mobile Radio, and we had a box at the Dome in Toronto. You know, the Dome in Toronto has a roof that opens up, and it's a little different. So I went there just out of curiosity, as GE has their own box at the stadium. But it was interesting, but a lot of business talk was going on when I was there, so we didn't see much of the baseball game, and of course, free beverage, etc. But it was exciting. And I used to work up the tower, the CN Tower, in the radio section, which is the dome. And we used to look down into the stadium when the roof was open. So you'd get a pair of binoculars and look down onto the game. So those are the two experiences I've had as far as baseball goes. But personally, I wouldn't give it all the time of day. They're way overpaid. And... well, I guess they do their thing, but I've seen, I think it was called the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, and I'm not sure who the other guys were, but baseball, yeah, well, they bat that ball, and they all have fun, and the crowd cheers, and oh, it's a hoot, but I'm not a fan of any of the sports at all. Anyway, a couple experiences. Back to net, VK60QQ.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that the Red Sox and the Yankees are in the same division. I don't know if the Blue Jays are in the same one with them, but actually that seems kind of logical. The northeastern part of the country, both countries there. I'm trying to think, who is Atlanta? Is Atlanta in the same division as the Yankees and the Red Sox? I forget. I'm sure the newspaper will remind me in a few weeks. So we're ready for, let's see, don't see any new call signs there. So any other rechecks or new check-ins from DMR land?
NDJ rechecking. I've tweaked my mic a little. How's that?
That was better than the first time, but not as good as your usual Echolink. So it's kind of in between there.
Okay, that's good to go. I prefer Echolink. This is a little on the cumbersome side, so I would use it as a backup or whatever. It's good to know that it works. Anyway, there you have it. 89NDJ, I'm going to be clear.
Yeah, you've also got some additional latency because you're going through, you know, an extra hop on the way. So, yeah, it's good for a backup, or if you're out in the middle of nowhere and all you've got is a DMR radio. There you go. Okay, do we have any other new check-ins or rechecks? Ken, I'm just now noticing your comment in the chat there that you are shocked to learn that, and I don't know what the that refers to.
I think it had something to do with Washington and the baseball team.
Ah, about the Senators winning the World Series? Or was it the Nationals? Whatever, the Washington team. Okay. Right, so I guess one more call for any additional check-ins for this week's net before I wrap it up. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, where are we here? Call it 0037 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, Well, you can try the DMR talk group, 31650. You might find Ken in there, and I don't know, somebody else might be in there. Or you can look for us on SDF.com, usually in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.